Copyright lies at the heart of the publishing business, so it's no surprise to find copyright behind most of the trends, developments, and discussions that make publishing in 2012 such a vibrant industry. With the Frankfurt Book Fair in sight, we turn our attention to the host country, Germany, to discuss the nation's latest legal developments, mass digitization projects, the impact of open access, and new business models based on copyright licensing. Hello, this is Mitja Linz from Rights Direct, the European subsidiary of Copyright Clearance Center. Welcome to our special programming with Beyond the Book, the podcast series produced by Rights Direct in collaboration with our parent organization, Copyright Clearance Center. Our guest joining me from Frankfurt today is Christian Sprung, the head of legal affairs at the German Publishers and Booksellers Association, or Börsenverein des Deutschen Buchhandels, an organization that represents more than 5,500 publishing houses and bookstores in Germany. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Christian, and thank you for being with us today.
Yes, welcome.
I would like to tell our audience a little bit more about you first. Christian Sprung joined the German Publishers and Booksellers Association in 2000. Before that, he was the head of legal affairs at the music publishing house Schott for 6 years. Having studied law and music in Germany, he completed his studies and his professional legal training in France and New Zealand. Christian teaches part-time at Philips University in Marburg and at Mainz University of Applied Science, and is a regular speaker on copyright law and publishing at industry events. Christian, I'd like to start by asking you about a draft law recently proposed by the German government that would require Google and other online aggregators to pay press publishers for systematically reproducing their content. How do book publishers in Germany see this development, and how is their relationship with Google?
Actually, the development is definitely interesting, and it's not yet sure whether this will really go through during the legislative period we now have in our Bundestag, in our parliament. Actually, the book publishing world in Germany has now rather early decided not to follow the same path as our colleagues from the press publishing houses do, simply because business models are quite different. And we feel that having a direct relation with authors and having nothing but just the author's rights and no proper right for book publishers is, although this might sound at first a bit strange, is better, and especially gives book publishers stronger position than asking the legislator for having an own publisher's right. However, this having said, it's definitively, I think, the right path to see that companies like Google are really intensely using copyrighted material that has been prepared by press publishing houses without paying for it. And it's definitely worthwhile considering if there should be more of a fair balance between Google and other search engines and press publishers which procure for the content in the net.
Okay. Another topic are mass digitization projects of books and other creative works, which are underway throughout Europe. Likewise, there are a number of initiatives to develop legal instruments that facilitate this scanning activity. What is the situation in Germany with the so-called German Digital Library, and what is the publisher's take on these initiatives?
Actually, we are in a close collaboration with the German National Library, with our collecting societies, with the author and unions and the representatives of journalists and scientific writers to build out a sensible solution for a legal framework in which projects like the German Digital Library can flourish. And having said that, I must say that we are quite disappointed that our legislator has not taken up a proposal that was made by the German Literature Conference on how the legal framework for digitization of mass digitization of books and libraries should work. So that I, in the moment, do rather expect that the project in German Digital Library will be rather on hold in the next years, and we still have to wait for a solution for the legal problems in copyright law before this can really go on and find a solution that that makes sense for the whole society.
Thank you, Christian, for this perspective. Another interesting copyright-related trend that affects mainly academic publishing these days is the growing demand for open access content. How are German publishers responding to this demand, and how is open access generally impacting the scholarly publishing sphere in Germany?
Actually, publishers here, scientific publishers, are really open-minded as far as open access is concerned. Many of our member publishers do already experiment with open access models for their journals, and some of them are even pure open access publishers. So Börsenverein, as an association, does represent really a mass of scientific publishers of which already embrace open access publishing as a part of the future of scientific publishing. Having said this, I should emphasize that now you have to differentiate when looking on open access publishing. As you probably know, there are two ways of open access publishing. One is the so-called golden road, which means that there is an immediate publication in the internet of a scientific article that had been peer-reviewed and had been prepared by a publishing house in high quality. This is something we all here reckon is really something that could be a bright future for at least some regions of science, whereas the so-called green road open access publishing, this means the publishing in repositories after a certain embargo period of articles from commercial journals of our member publishers, that rather seems to be not the best solution. There has been an interesting European Union study on the green road in publishing and the so-called peer study. And if you go through the results of this study, results which come from independent scientific teams which have accompanied the project, then you must rather come to the conclusion that green road probably is not a sensible move for states to take. So that the United Kingdom has now decided to give golden open access the leading position and do not really invest in green open access, whereas unfortunately over here in Germany, our government seems partly to resist and to stick to the green road open access model. And if this is the case, then I do not expect that open access publishing, especially in this green road model, will have much success here in the next years.
An important aspect of copyright is, of course, licensing. Users today demand fast and easy to use licensing mechanisms for always larger collections of rights, digital rights and content. German publishers have shown a willingness to innovate in this field by launching new business models. Can you highlight some of the most outstanding initiatives here, and in what ways have German publishers and companies such as Rights Direct or Copyright Clearance Center collaborated in the past?
Actually, there has been really a brilliant collaboration, especially with Copyright Clearance Center and Rights Direct in the last 3 or 4 years. And we now see really the first fruits of this collaboration, namely a collaboration between the German society VG Wort, and this is the collecting society for all textworks here in Germany, and it has settled and has brought out a project together with Rights Direct to license online for companies, international companies, everything they need to really work international without without doing anything wrong in copyright. So that this collaboration between RightsDirect and VG Wort seems really to give the answers we need for companies that are here and want to, you know, respect copyright and want to have compliance over the whole company, from every worker who uses articles from journals or from books. And the other interesting and promising project we see here is a collaboration between a Börsenverein subsidiary company, MVB, and CCC in the MVB Rightslink proposal. This is a one-stop shop licensing for small licenses, for example, print rights from books or internet rights, blog rights, that can now be licensed in a really one-stop shop way from MVB Rightslink's website. And we have already more than 250,000 books where you can, with a mouse click and with a standard procedure, license whatever you want immediately. And most of these licenses are automated, so that there is automated online licensing now possible for book content in Germany. It's something that has not been possible for ages, and which to me seems really to be a huge step forward.
That certainly seems like progress. Just to end here, let's speak a bit about the public copyright debate in general. As in many other parts of the world, copyright has become a controversial topic in Germany. How possible do you think it is, and what is the best way to raise awareness about the need to protect or even defend copyrights? And what is your organization, the Börsenverein, doing in this regard?
So there are many initiatives, because everyone feels it is necessary to really first get into discussions with the so-called digital natives, which often do not really understand the reason behind copyright. And on the other hand, you know, get awareness from the younger generation. That means from people in schools and at universities, which also are really digital natives and sometimes never have reflected upon what copyright is about. So what we, for example, just have done is we have opened the doors to many of our member publishing houses at a certain day, and we ask especially members from the Pirate Party and other copyright enemy parties, so to say, to visit publishing houses and to get into discussions with the people who work there. And what we have seen is really that from this offer, there has been a fruitful discussion in many, many houses. And, the mutual understanding has grown. And so we feel that although it might have looked like, for example, the ACTA discussions and all this, that there is a battle, we hope that with steps like this, out of this battle can come something that really gives new strength to copyright, because it's also a chance to make the sense behind copyright understandable to a broader mass of the society. And so I'm personally quite optimistic that in some years we will be in some way thankful to have seen all those heated debates around copyright, because this is also a possibility to open the eyes of people who have not yet been so much in touch with copyright for the sense behind the system.
Thank you, Christian. It's been an enjoyable and very illustrative conversation. Thank you very much for being with us on Beyond the Book today.
Yes, thank you.
Beyond the Book is produced by RightsDirect in collaboration with its U.S. parent organization, Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and e-books, journals, newspapers, magazines, images, and blogs. You can learn more about about Rights Direct at www.rightsdirect.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at rightsdirect.com or at rightsdirect.de in German language. From all of us at Rights Direct and Copyright Clearance Center, my name is Mitya Linz, and thank you for listening to Beyond the Book.